In the city of Utica, the north-south arterial, which connects three major state routes, has divided the west side from the rest of the city. But after years of debate, the State Department of Transportation is now rebuilding the road, with the goal to make the arterial safer and allow people and cars to move more freely between the two sections of Utica. And as WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports, the city says the project will help its revitalization effort.
The $65 million project includes raising part of the four-lane highway to remove a complicated intersection, removing a dangerous curve that's been in place since its construction in the 1960s, and building a pedestrian bridge crossing the arterial. Jim Piccolo with the state DOT says the changes will help both drivers and pedestrians.
They're going to have safe refuge at the crossings there, so people will feel very safe going from the downtown area over into the west side or the brewery district, and vice versa.
Utica Mayor Rob Palmieri says rebuilding the city's aging arterial is the latest step in Utica's recent efforts to revitalize the economically struggling city.
The greater Utica area is a very strong destination for tourists, for new jobs, and for the foundation of which we feel is the excitement and the realization of which we haven't seen in the last maybe 50 or 60 years.
But years of debate about the arterial project and opposition from some West Side residents, where dozens of homes were demolished and a lot of the construction will take place, has slowed the process. Piccolo with the DOT says he understands their issues.
It's a lot to ask for them, and it's going to be a lot over the next few years, with a lot of the construction going on. We just hope that, as we reach out to them, as the project continues to develop, that we will work with them, listen to their needs, their concerns, and get the project built.
In Utica, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.